Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Bennett is here. Elise is the marketing mentor. She's an original founding member of our brain trust. In a couple of months, we'll celebrate her 19th anniversary. She's been hanging out with us all that time, and we're so happy about that. She's the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around, which is for introverts, Creative Professional's Guide to Money, The Art of Self-Promotion. I got a whole stack of them here. It's called we call it the Elise Bennett Wing of our library. She's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Elise, I saw something a while back, only maybe a few months ago. Somebody did a survey, a pretty extensive scientific survey, of what's the most effective marketing, online marketing strategy. What do they rank as the best? And it was, you know, all the different ones, right? And it wasn't just online. I shouldn't say that. It was, you know, whether it was direct mail or email or texting or social media or what it, all the different lists. There was 8 or 10 different things that people that we were using, and still very near the top was email marketing. After all these years, the old horse is still giving back.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, because personally, I find it's the most effective marketing tool. And with my clients, I advise them, if they only use one, then email marketing is the marketing tool to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the foundational one, isn't it? I mean, you launch the others off of it, don't you?
Yes, definitely. And there are two different ways to do, I mean, there are lots of different ways, but two main ways that I think about to do email marketing. One is direct one-on-one outreach via email to people you've worked with, people you want to work with, you know, whether they know you or not. That's one strategy. And the other is an email marketing newsletter or e-blast, it's sometimes called, where you send a regular message, content marketing, relevant content, to the group of people who've given you permission, who've opted in, or whom you already know, and you stay in touch and you stay
existing customers who've said, yes, let me know what's going on.
Yes.
I call it follow me home, giving you permission to follow them home.
But there's another aspect to it that I think people don't think about, which is because these are the people who want you to stay in touch, you're taking the burden off of them to remember that you
exist.
That's
right. Which is not their job either, by the way.
No, not at all.
And if it were their job, they wouldn't do it very well.
No, because they're just bombarded by too much, you know, advertising and media.
Yep.
And you know, our attention is disintegrating, and so we have to take responsibility for staying in touch with the people we want to remember that we exist, so that when they're ready, they remember that we exist and connect with us.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, the people that I do the most repetitive business with are the people who I've given permission to send me emails, and I'm going to say... And it's just a handful, at least maybe, you know, less than 10. I'd say maybe 7 or 8 companies, small and large, local companies and global companies. And I'm going to say that 75% of the time I'll open whatever they send me.
Why?
Number one, because it may be something that they want that they've sent me. Like if the local market tells me the strawberries are in, you know, that I'm going to get that every time, right? And or something like that. Or if it's a sale that they show it's something I'm interested in. But my point is, these companies have already been approved. They don't waste my time. And so,
right. To me, you know, people say, oh, if I send a message, they're going to think of it as spam. They're going to delete it. They're not going to read it. And I say, first of all, if they delete it, that's actually okay, as long as they know another one will come, because
right.
they can't take the time right now to look at whatever you happen to be sending them.
Yeah, don't. Right? If I've given you permission to follow me home and I delete your email, don't take that the wrong way. It's probably
exactly.
that I'm either too busy or I just got caught up in some stuff.
Exactly.
So,
the important thing is that there's a group of people, and you have to be cultivating and growing this group of people, no matter what your business size. And it's not about quantity, but you have to constantly be growing it so that those are the people who you stay in touch with because they want you to stay in touch, because eventually they're going to need you, your services, your products. And if you don't do it, then you'll lose them.
And Elise, one of the things I've been saying since 2008, when I became the social media heretic, when I self-anointed, is that if you've got a community of social media customers, prospects, do everything you can to get their email and have a parallel universe email list. Because at some point in time, Facebook is going to do something to make those people angry, and they're going to go away. You'll never have them, never get them back.
Right. So the point you're making is that you control your email list. You have all the information, but on social media, you don't. You know, if
and those people are not operating their business for your benefit.
Exactly.
They are not. They will not. They never will. And I said that before any of them ever went public. As I said, I'm the social media heretic. Use them and abuse them, but you cannot count. You cannot trust them. Do not
right.
trust the social media platforms. They're not your friends.
Oh, that's for sure.
But use them. But every time you get a chance, you can't always do it. But whenever you can, get their email address. Even if you never send them an email, because you're in your social media community, if they ever leave you, then you've got the ability to go back to them another way.
Yeah. Although I have to say, it does seem like there are some people, young people perhaps, who just don't deal with email at all.
They don't. I get brand new employees. You know, kids are out of college. I have to make them use email. I do. Mm-hmm. I tell them that's where I'm hiding their check. Their check is in an email, where they can find it in the building. Hey, Elise, that was pretty good. You didn't argue with me once that time. I'm impressed. I know it's the other shoe is going to drop in a minute, folks. Marketing-mentor.com, right? That's how you find Elise, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.